Hello students, I am Rinku ma'am from ACS number 4 Rawat Bhatta. Today I am going to discuss module 5 of chapter 7 for class 11. This module covers ionization or dissociation of acids and bases, effect of common ion on dissociation of weak acid and weak bases, and self-ionization of water and ionic product. Let's begin our today module. According Bronsted theory, strength of an acid is measured in terms of its tendency to lose proton, whereas strength of a base is measured in terms of its tendency to accept proton. An acid is considered to be a strong if it has great tendency to lose proton. The conjugate base of a strong acid is a weak base. Similarly, a base is considered to be strong if it has great tendency to accept a proton. Therefore, conjugate acid of strong base has little tendency to lose proton. Hence, it is a weak base. The strength of acids and bases is experimentally measured by determining its ionization constants. So, let's we move on ionization of monoprotic acids. Strong acids ionize almost completely into hydrogen ion and the corresponding anion in water, and therefore the molar concentration of hydrogen ions in the solution is same as that of acid itself. But weak acids are not completely ionized, and the relative strengths of weak acids can be compared in terms of their ionization constant. So let's we calculate ionization constant for an weak acid. Weak acid HA, when dissolved in water, form hydronium ion and its corresponding A minus. Applying law of chemical equilibrium, K is equal to product of concentration of hydronium ion and corresponding anion A minus divided by product of concentration of acid and concentration of H2O. Here concentration are taken in mole per liter. Since concentration of water is very large and remains almost constant in solution, it can be combined with K to give another constant Ka. K is equal to product of concentration of hydronium ion and A minus divided by concentration of HA at equilibrium. K is called ionization or dissociation constant. The value of K gives an idea about the relative strength of the acid. Larger the value of K, higher is the concentration of hydronium ion and stronger is the acid. We take example, dissociation constant for acetic acid is 1.8 into 10 to power minus 5 and for hydrofluoric acid is 3.5 into 10 to power minus 4. Dissociation constant for HF is higher than dissociation constant of acetic acid. Therefore, HF is stronger acid than acetic acid. pKa is equal to minus log Ka. pKa is inversely related to the strength of acid. pKa is lower, acid is stronger. Right, children? Yes. Now, calculation of hydronium ion concentration and alpha degree of dissociation. From the knowledge of Ka, It is possible to calculate hydronium ion concentration and degree of ionization of a weak acid. For this, let's take the case of acetic acid. For acetic acid, Ka is equal to product of concentration of hydronium ion and acetate ion divided by concentration of acetic acid. Suppose C moles of acetic acid are dissolved per liter of solution. Let alpha be the degree of ionization of acetic acid. Then at equilibrium, the concentration of various species would be as follows. Concentration of acetic acid is equal to C 1 minus alpha. Concentration of hydronium ion C alpha, acetate ion C alpha. So Ka is equal to C alpha into C alpha divided by C 1 minus alpha is equal to C alpha square divided by 1 minus alpha. Since for weak acid, alpha is very small as compared to 1, alpha in the denominator can be neglected. The expression of Ka then becomes K is equal to C alpha square. Alpha is equal to root Ka by C. From degree of ionization, hydronium ion concentration can be calculated. Concentration of hydronium ion for monoprotonic acid is equal to C alpha. Simply, alpha is the fraction of total number of molecules of the acid dissolved that ionizes is known as degree of ionization. Similarly, for dissociation constant of bases in water, Kb is equal to concentration of BH plus multiplied by OH minus divided by B. Here, concentration of OH minus is equal to C alpha. So Kb is equal to C alpha square and alpha is equal to root Kb by C. For a weak base, Kb is small. For strong bases, Kb is high. This is a thumb rule. And relation between ionization constant of a base and its conjugate acid is Kb into Ka is equal to Kw. From this formula, we can be calculated dissociation constant of any acid from its conjugate acid dissociation constant. Polyprotic acid. Now we will talk on polyprotic acids. An acid that can furnish more than one proton are called polyprotic acids. A polyprotic acid dissociates in a stepwise manner, one proton at a time. Each dissociation of a proton gives its own Ka value. The conjugate base in the first step is the acid in the second step. They are also known as polybasic acids. Example, H2SO4, H3PO4. These are dibasic and tribasic respectively. Each acid involved in a dissociation steps is successively weaker. Similarly, polyhydroxy or polyacidic bases ionize in steps and have the corresponding dissociation constants Kb1, Kb2 and so on. Examples, barium hydroxide, aluminium. Now we will discuss Common ion effect and what is the effect of Common ion on ionization of weak acids and bases. First we will know about Common ion effect. The degree of ionization of a weak acid or weak base is reduced or suppressed by adding Common ion having electrolytes. Like example, dissociation of acetic acid, it is a weak acid, form acetate ion and H plus ion in aqueous solution. In sodium, if sodium acetate is added to the above solution, the concentration of acetate ions increases and the above equilibrium shifts in backward direction according to Li-Chatelier principle. Thus, adding of acetate ions reduce the degree of ionization of acetic acid. Similarly, if H plus ions are provided from some sources such as dilute HCl, the degree of ionization of the weak acid is suppressed. Similarly, the degree of ionization of a weak base is suppressed by common ion effect. For example, when ammonium chloride is added in ammonium hydroxide, the degree of ionization of ammonium hydroxide is suppressed. It is called common ion effect. Factors affecting acid strength. First, bond dissociation enthalpy of HA bond. For example, HF to HI acid strength increases due to bond strength decreases. Second is bond polarity. HA bond polarity also affects the bond strength, acid strength. Hydride of second period elements like CH4, NH3, H2O, HF. From CH4 to HF, acidic strength increases due to HF bond polarity increases. Fluorine is the most electronegative among carbon, nitrogen, oxygen and fluorine. Right, children? Now we will move on self-ionization of water. According to the Bronsted theory, water is amphoteric, means it can act as acid as well as base. When water molecule ionized, transferring a proton from one water molecule to another, producing a hydronium ion and hydroxide ion. There are two water molecules formed. From one water molecule form hydronium ion and other one form OH minus. Simply we can say H2O form H plus and OH minus ion. The equilibrium constant expression for water, Ka is equal to H plus into OH minus divided by concentration of water. K is the ionization constant for water at 25 degrees Celsius. Since concentration of water is very high, 55.5 mm, therefore H2O may be taken as constant because water is a very very weak electrolyte. So K into H2O formed another constant that is called Kw. Kw is called the ionic product of water. It is equal to product of concentration of hydronium ion or H plus ion and OH minus ion. For pure water, at 25 degrees Celsius means 298 Kelvin, H plus concentration is equal to OH minus ion concentration is equal to 1 into 10 to power minus 7 mole per liter. So Kw is equal to 1 into 10 to power minus 14 mole per liter ka whole square, means molarity square. And ionization constant of water K is equal to Kw divided by 55.5 is equal to 1.8 into 10 to power minus 16. The students, you have understood Kw and Ka both are different. Temperature increases, Kw ionic product of water increases because the dissociation of water is an endothermic process. When we add some acid and base, so there is change in concentration of H plus and OH minus ion. So simply we can say, in neutral solution, in pure water, concentration of H plus ion is equal to OH minus ion. But in aqueous solution, concentration of H plus ion increases and concentration of OH minus ion decreases. And in basic solution, concentration of H plus is less than OH minus. However, in each case, Kw is equal to 1 into 10 to power minus 14 capital M square 8298 Kelvin. It means value of Kw only change with temperature. No change by adding of acid and base in the water. Only concentration of H plus and OH minus ion changes, but product of concentration of H plus and OH minus remains constant at a particular constant. So now you understood about children dissociation of acids and bases and self-ionization of water. Thank you, children.